Hi, it's David Woodbridge here again. I am again at the Vision Australia retail store in Parramatta. For this particular demo, I am joined by Fernando from Sunu, who's over here in Australia as I do this recording to do a series of workshops on the Sunu Band. So I thought we might get Fernando while he's here to have a chat to us of what the Sunu Band actually does. So hi Fernando, and welcome to Talking Tech on Vision Australia Radio.
Hi David, it's a pleasure being here, so thank you so much.
Can you just tell our listeners what the Sunu Band is and what you can actually do with it?
At Sunu, we create products for the independent blind and low vision traveler. And the Sunu Band is one of our first products that we just launched last November. And it's a smart band. You can think of it as a smartwatch that combines radar with precise haptic vibration feedback to improve the awareness of the wearer to obstacles that are at the upper body. These obstacles could be at the chest level or at head level. The Sunu Band acts as a complement to the white cane and the guide dog or a person's residual eyesight. And so we combined radar or echolocation technology with precise vibration feedback so that you know exactly where objects are within your personal space. And then these vibrations feedback help guide your way around these objects so that you can reduce accidents or bumps to your upper body. Most common obstacles that people run into are like signposts, tree branches, mailboxes, or other people, whether it's indoors or outdoors. And what we intend to do at Sunu is enhance awareness so that you can have a more confident time when you're walking about. And then we extend mobility and navigation. We're not just an electronic travel aid. We are a smart band, a smart device that extends navigation with a series of applications for our mobile app. And what I mean by that is that these applications provide, for instance, the use of a compass, so that way you know which way you're walking, if you're going north, south, east, or west, as well as an application to explore nearby places that are around you. And our PlaceFinder Explorer connects you to everything that's around you via Google. And using Google services, you can explore places like restaurants, cafes, know about banks, anything that's within your vicinity, so that way you can, you know, feel more connected to where you live.
Now, as I understand it, there's two modes to the Sunu Band itself. You can have outdoor navigation, which you've just been talking about, but you can also do indoor navigation as well.
Yeah, that's right, David. And so what we've done is throughout the past 5 years, we've been working with some of the largest institutions for the blind and visually impaired around the world. We found that these two modes were very great to cover most scenarios or situations. Our outdoor mode has a range or detects obstacles up to 5.5 meters away. Mm-hmm. And it has a high sensitivity so that it can catch thin objects like tree branches, bushes. And again, you know, we call it the outdoor mode, but it's actually a long-range sonar mode. Yeah. That enable you to work in outdoor scenarios. And we also have an indoor mode with a much narrower range of about 1 to 2 meters ahead of you and lower sensitivity. Now, this mode has been configured so you can identify gaps within indoor environments, walk along hallways, identify openings, as well as, for instance, move in a queue. A lot of our clients tell us that, you know, sometimes moving in a line, it can be stressful.
Yeah.
And with the Sunu Band, within the indoor mode, if you're in a queue, you know exactly when the person ahead of you has moved. So that way you can follow along in the queue without being told when to move and having to, you know, deal with the social anxiety of people telling you when to move up in the line. So we've tailored these modes specifically for these two main environments. However, with our mobile app, you can customize each mode independently to fit your needs. So maybe you want a little bit more range in the indoor mode or a little bit more sensitivity. You can go ahead and adjust that within our mobile app.
I know you can adjust sensitivity. Mm-hmm. Can you adjust the strength of the vibration so that if you can't quite notice the strength of the vibration, can you change that from a soft to a very firm vibration?
Yes, you can actually. Within the mobile app, if you are more sensitive, lower the intensity of the vibration to the lowest, or you can increase it to the maximum level. In case of, you know, for people who have neuropathy or are less sensitive on the wrist. Yeah. So those level of vibrations are totally adjustable.
Now, you mentioned the fact that it's a smart band, so you wear it on your wrist. The ultrasound sensor lines up with your thumb when you're wearing it, so you've got your hand down beside you. have you found people have actually taken that versus using other mobility aids such as the Buzz Clip or the Mini Guide?
So a couple things here. By having it as a smart band that you wear on your wrist, we use that to provide you a way to use it hands-free, meaning that, you know, unlike the Mini Guide, you don't have to worry about holding the device. And so with the Sinew Band, you can aim the device by simply turning your wrist either inward or outward. And it just basically allows you to scan your surroundings with the Sinew Band, similar to how you would use it with the Mini Guide.
Okay.
Another thing that our users tell us is that they love our haptic feedback. We spent 5 years developing this haptic feedback and how we communicate distance and other things to individuals. At Sinew, we've designed it so that it's readily intuitive. And as you get closer to an object, the pulses become more and more frequent until they become constant. That means that you're very, very close. That gives you enough time to actually avoid it and maneuver around it or interrogate it if you wish.
With the compass, it actually vibrates, I believe. When you face north, for example, you get a different vibration as opposed to when you might be facing south.
With the compass, again, it's just another example how we can use haptic vibrations to communicate things to users. When you point your hand out and you're facing north, you feel a constant vibration. We just also added the south as a staccato sensation, so that way you can just confirm. And if it happens that you're facing south, you can quickly locate the south without having to go around a full circle.
The Sinew Band having two modes, so you've got the home mode and you've got the navigation mode for indoor-outdoor navigation. With the home mode, of course, another really great feature of the Sinew Band is the fact that you've literally got a haptic feedback watch on your wrist. You can actually get a lot of functionality of using the app on your smartphone to control the Sinew Band. You don't have to necessarily use the buttons. There are other gestures and or functions that you can use in the app to use the Sinew Band.
The Sinew Band, you can control it via gestures, meaning that if you're in one of the sonar modes and you want to snooze the sonar mode or put it to sleep, you simply double tap on your hip and it'll actually quickly snooze the device, so that way it's not interfering with what you're doing. And then you can use the same hand gesture to wake it up again. You know, we can add in other gestures, and we plan to do that in the future, giving you different ways to control the Sinew Band, as well as using gestures to interact directly with your phone in a way that's hands-free.
I should say, for folks listening, the app on the smartphone turn on the voice mode, so it will actually speak the modes of what you're doing on the Sinew Band itself. So if you've gone into place finder mode or you've gone into compass, then it'll be also echoed via the app on the smartphone. I believe there's also an Android version now.
Yes, we have the app available for Android and for iOS.
Now, the all important question is, how long does it take to charge the device and how long can you use it for?
Yep, so you can use it for about a day and a half to 2 days with regular use, meaning using the sonar sensor in various scenarios and then turning it off and using some of our other apps. So with that kind of regular use, the battery life will last about a day and a half to 2 days. And it takes about an hour and a half to fully recharge.
The other day we were talking about the fact that when it's raining a bit of moisture on the Sinew Band is not going to hurt it. Would you say it's water resistant to some extent?
Yeah, exactly. So you don't want to go into the tub with it. You know, it's not waterproof. It's somewhat water resistant. So if you're outdoors and it's inclement weather, you got a shower or rain, you can still use it. Just be mindful about wetting the sonar sensor. And if the sonar sensor becomes wet at any moment, then just simply allow it to air dry. You know, give it a day or so to air out and dry itself out, and then it should return back to normal function.
And if people want more information on the Sinew Band, what's the best way to access the online manual and email for support if they need to?
Yeah, so we provide online support and tutorials and guides. They're available at tutorials.sinew.io. Or if you also download the app, we have a quick start guide via our mobile app.
And how much does the Sinew Band currently sell for in Australia?
So it sells through Vision Australia, and it's $450 Australian.
And for those people that want to access our shop, of course, our shop website is http://shop.visionaustralia.org, and the Sinew Band is one of our featured products on our webpage. So Fernando, thanks for coming on Talking Tech, and I hope you've enjoyed your trip through the eastern seaboard of Australia, and thanks again for coming on the program.
Thank you, David, and I'm having a wonderful time and visiting the country.
Thank you.